This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. What up, what up? It's AWOD here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always on the go with the free Odyssey app. You can use it today to rewind, run some errands, pick up right where you left off, download it today for free. You can rewind at 9 AM to hear me this morning, opening the show with my thoughts on that preseason game from last night. We'll go around the National Football League, give you my thoughts on Shedeur Sanders and what's next for the Washington Commanders as they get ready for preseason game number two. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 106.7 The Fan. I got a tweet that says, AWOD, one of the callers needs to understand that teams like the Ravens have had years in building a roster. Their non-starters will be better. This is year two in building a roster in depth. That's kind of what I was trying to explain to that caller. I feel like the teams that have success in preseason are the teams that won a lot of games the year before, brought back the roster, brought in exciting young talent, and that talent is competing. And Washington's one of those teams, but we sat 30 guys. That's a big part of why we lost by 30 points. For every guy we sat, we lost by a point. Jason tweets me, AWOD, just watch the handshake at the end of the game between Dan Quinn and Mike Vrabel and tell me that game wasn't personal. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. I mean, it was reported that Vrabel was bloodied during the joint practice, but I mean, I saw Dan Quinn and Vrabel hanging out during that joint practice. I think they accomplished what they wanted to, and this was two different coaches with two different philosophies. I think Mike Vrabel absolutely wanted to make a statement. Mike Vrabel wanted the ESPN headline to say, Patriots blow out 12-win Commanders. But that's not the 12-win Commanders. That was the Sam Hartman-led Commanders against the Drake May-led New England Patriots. As we get to our box score breakdown on AWOD Radio, Sam Hartman was awful. I mean, I don't need to sugarcoat it. 9 of 19 for just 64 yards and an interception. Every throw was later off target. He could not hit it in terms of the timing routes. His throws were high. It was not fun to watch. He should not have gotten the start over Josh Johnson. I completely understand the decision by Dan Quinn, and I support it. If Sam Hartman plays well, if Sam Hartman earns quarterback three, he's a cheaper option from Josh Johnson. He's younger. He came in with Jaden Daniels. I told my audience, I think in a perfect world, they could move on from Mariota at the end of this season, and Hartman would be the future backup. Well, not after I watched last night. You're not going to live in a perfect world. So, Sam Hartman was an F, unfortunately. Josh Johnson came in, was decent, did have an interception, but really you saw the timing. You saw what a veteran quarterback does on third down. You saw him extend the play, step up in the pocket, find open receivers. But really it was just timing throws on target in rhythm. That's why Josh Johnson looked much better than Sam Hartman. The leader in rushing was Felton, but I thought Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt certainly popped with his 7 carries for 24 yards, had that long 9-yard run, then got the first down on the next play. Jeremy McNichols was the second best running back in my mind. He's got to be on this team. He's such a good scat pack, and the injury history of Austin Ekeler is why you need McNichols. Receivers, Ja'Cory Brooks steps up in terms of the box score, 5 catches for 59 yards, but I was impressed by like Tay Martin and Michael Gallup. Those are probably the two receivers I'd point to. I was a little disappointed when I saw from K.J. Osborne that might have been just Sam Hartman a little off target. In terms of the tight ends, it was Lawrence Cager with the best play, that long 33-yard catch near the end zone. Sennett didn't get as many targets as I wanted, couldn't get him in open space. Yankoff had a catch as well. So, you know, we'll see how the tight end room shakes out. But, you know, it did not look good for Cole Turner. I'll tell you, I don't think he's making this roster. One target, 0 receptions last night. I hope they're hiding Jalen Lane. And Luke McCaffrey, it was reported, was pulled because of an illness, but he did not get many opportunities. So we get to AWOD, stock up, stock down. We'll start with stock down. I mean, Sam Hartman, Chris Rodriguez with that drop there. He's in a battle. He's in a battle to make this roster with Ja'Cory Kresge-Merritt playing well. And, of course, like I said, McNichols has to be a part of this team. It's not going to be B. Robert Ekeler getting cut. So I think Chris Rodriguez, that was bad news for him. Big stock down. Chris Moore, big stock down. Chris Moore had an opportunity here. A lot of guys were saying that he was running similar routes to Terry McLaurin. 2 targets, no catches for Chris Moore. Those were actually good throws by Hartman. He just missed it, especially the one across the middle of the field. So those are your 3 stock downs. There could be plenty of others. I mean, of course, the penalties, Matt Gay missing a field goal. Anything below 45, I'm going to freak out. 49, I'm not going to freak out about him missing that, but it was not good news. And no part of this fan base wanted to see a kicker miss a field goal. Ben, what'd you say? You can't go through another season of 6 kickers.
I can't do it. I need some confidence at least from 40 to 50 yards, because last year I feel like I was biting my nails every single kick, and it ended up costing us a couple games.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it.
Yeah, we doinked it in against the Bucs, but
that
you're
kick,
right.
If it's 3 inches more to the right, the whole dialogue this offseason is completely different, because who knows what happens if they even win that game in overtime or not. This whole offseason would look completely different if they were one and done in the postseason last year.
Yeah, I'm not going to say Adam Peters got it wrong in kicker Matt Gay yet, but that's not good news. Don't want to see your guy miss in preseason below 50. But anything below 45 would make me freak out. 49s, you should make that in the National Football League, but at times it's iffy. And I do feel like kicking down around the league is down. Stock up, guys. Michael Gallup. I didn't know what to expect. Couple catches. Looked a little bit explosive. Had a nice catch. I want to see him in preseason 2 or preseason game 3 get an opportunity on a fly route where he can make a play on the ball. They did target him 6 times, so he did have an opportunity to make a play downfield, but there was sticky coverage on a few of those. He didn't really have an opportunity to make a play on the ball. But it's like the entire wide receiver room is highlighted because of this situation with number 17. I'm holding out of McLaurin conversations. He's holding in. I'm holding out. I don't want to even talk about him. But Ja'Cory Brooks, 5 catches for 59 yards. Good news for him. Michael Gallup as well. Didn't like it from K.J. Osborne. Tay Martin was a decent step up, but Jones, I think, stepped down. Jalen Lane, I wanted to see more. Right now, it's tough because Debo's your number one. Noah Brown's injured. He's got that injury history. We needed Luke McCaffrey to step up. Illness. We needed Jalen Lane to step up. Maybe they're hiding him. Maybe they're saving him for the regular season. But if it's Tay Martin, Ja'Cory Brooks, and Michael Gallup, I'm worried. In terms of the backups, though, I want Michael Gallup to make this roster because of the speed that he's got on the outside. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Jermaine in Bowie. Jermaine, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, what's up, AWOD?
What's up, dude?
Hey, I just want to say to everybody, we got to relax. It's just preseason. It's the first preseason game. I mean, like you said, we didn't play most of our starters. You put Jaden Daniels in there, Debo, and hopefully we get Terry. That's a different team. Defensively, you know, as well. We didn't have our starters, so everybody relax. If you remember, and I'll say this, the Joe Gibb era. The year we 91, we won the Super Bowl that year. They lost four games. That's when we played four preseason games. They lost every game. So the good teams, they rarely try to, you don't win a preseason game. You're evaluating your players.
Yeah.
So Dan Quinn, he knows what he's doing. He's in total control. So everybody can just simmer down. Trust me, we won't get blown out by, you know, team won't put 40 points up once in a regular season.
Jermaine, I agree with you. Were you shocked at all, though, by the result?
I mean, I was, but I looked at it more so like you said, the Patriots had something to prove.
Yeah.
I mean, they were awful last year. You know, Drake may play more than I thought he would play.
Right.
He played well. Hey, and Trayvon Henderson is a stud. So they got a decent team, but I was surprised that they kept trying to score.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's kind of hard to evaluate players when you got starters playing, you know, the whole first half.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. So, we'll be fine. I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in. I mean, I'm looking at this as a positive approach. Use this as motivation. So then when maybe the starters play a series, I think my take is I really would just not play Jaden one down in preseason. I think that's my official take. And it's the first time I've ever been able to say that. Ever been. I mean, you go through year after year after year. I did this on my show on Friday. Every year, there was a reason to play your quarterback one. Either there was a battle, or they hadn't proved it the year before, or they weren't fully healthy. There's no reason to play Jaden in my mind. If you want to chime in, 1-800-636-1067. It's AWOD on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back. It's AWOD, live and local here on a Saturday, August 9th in the nation's capital. DC Sports Radio 1067, The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980. Got you covered on both ends of the dial, 106.7 FM, 980 AM, and on the free Odyssey app. You can find us in Richmond, 910 The Fan. Gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. And I'll tell you right now, lose by 30, I don't care. It feels so good to be talking about real football with you guys. The season is right around the corner. And I love how when the season starts for the Commanders this year, it's New York, September 7th, Green Bay, September 11th. It's two games in 4 days. Like, I've been waiting 6 months. It's the most anticipated season in my mind in like 20 years because we finally have a franchise quarterback. And when it gets here, boom, two games in 4 days. That's why there's work that we got to do until then. That's why it's so important to take these losses, take these L's, use them as motivation, get better, get to work in the film room. These are a lot of rookies out there. 30 guys did not play for the Washington Commanders. I don't know how many didn't play for the Patriots, but a lot of their starters are out there, including Drake May. Let's go to Gus in Arlington. Gus, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD. You know what? Yeah, of course, it gives Quinn an opportunity to give that narrative. Like, you know, we got a boat race by this preseason team, but starters aren't, you know, completely not guilty of it either. They got boat raced the last time they played against Philly in the championship game. So even though we have this narrative that we're a 12-5 dark horse, both the starters and the backups got boat raced the last two times they played. So let's go back to the scene of the crime. When the magic moment happened last year was against Cincinnati, against Joe Burrow. We're going to have that opportunity next Monday.
Oh,
and you know Joe Burrow's going to play. Joe Burrow, he was on fire. You know, he knows what it is to start slow and not make the playoffs, so he's taking advantage of it. So I don't want to see Danny Daniels sitting on the bench. You know, if he gets hurt, you know, on Monday, you know, knock on wood, same thing as getting hurt game one against the Giants. It happens. It's football. You know, it's not like he's playing with a depleted O-line. Our O-line is as solid as it's going to get because Cosby's not going to come back anytime soon. So take the opportunity to work with the O-line, the snaps, get Connerly in there, you know, in a real game environment, not wait for week one.
I love what you're saying in terms of let's return to the scene of the crime. Last year, this team found something on that game against the Cincinnati Bengals. They came into that one 1-1, Monday Night Football, prime time for Jaden Daniels, and he put on an absolute show, and it was like, boom, all of a sudden everything clicked. They had the momentum. They won, made it four straight wins in a row. Next thing you know, 12 wins and into the playoffs. They have an opportunity to use the Bengals as a way to get everything clicking once again. Now, I would not play Jaden Daniels, so argue why you would play Jaden next Monday against the Bengals.
My argument is the other guy across the field. Why does Burrow get to play?
Because this team started 0-2 the last 3 years.
And the Commanders weren't that much better besides last year. Right now we're going to get a lot of hatery, which is why the Patriots try to lay it on us, right? Every other team out there is like, you know what, this Washington team doesn't think they stink. But, you know, they're 12-5. How many of those games were against backup QBs? How many of their games were against weak opponents, you know? We couldn't control that. But I'm sure every team out there is like, you know, Washington, they're a team that can be beat, especially if they think they're on a high horse.
Yeah. But that's good news for us in terms of I believe in Dan Quinn to get these guys ready for anybody, anywhere, anytime. So, look, it's going to be extra motivation, but you are right, and we're already seeing this. We talked about this when the offseason began. Washington will be the hunted and not the hunters. They're going to have a different philosophy. Let's go to Marcel in Laurel. What's up, Marcel? You're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How are you doing?
Good to hear these comments, hear these calls, man. I didn't get to see as much of the game as I wanted to last night, but I think the thing that's jumping out to me, and that's why I just wanted to get your take, AWOD, on like who played or even those that didn't play, why. I think I'm still dialed into a second-round pick and a third-round pick from last year, Sennett and McCaffrey.
Yeah.
And what are they going to do for this team? Right, we got a lot of love for Adam Peters. I'm with everybody else when it comes to his overall leadership. But that's a second and third round pick. And right now, I think we still got a lot of questions. I would have loved to have seen them more, or I'd like to, I guess, hear more about how much they played, how they looked. But I'll make this last point, which is the problem with trying to even evaluate these young Bucks is if Mariota didn't even play, then you really don't have anybody to get them the ball to even be able to evaluate how well they can actually do.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I understand they got to evaluate, you know, who's going to be the third string quarterback. I'm just not sure if that's as much of a priority as evaluating some of this other talent. And so at a minimum, you need to have a backup quarterback who can be able to run the offense reasonably well. I could care less about getting blown out in the preseason game. That don't mean squat to me.
Yeah.
I'm just curious about those pieces.
Yeah, good call. I think they should have started Josh Johnson looking back on it. Sam Hartman missed Ja'Cory Brooks. He missed Jalen Lane. He missed receiver after receiver, Chris Moore, Tay Martin. His misses made it hard to really evaluate the pieces out there on the offensive side of the ball. He was so bad. It's unfortunate that I really would have liked Josh Johnson out there throwing the ball to our higher up backups. None of the real starters played. Luke McCaffrey had a pregame illness, tried to play and couldn't. Dan Quinn said he'll get more updates to reporters on Sunday. That was reported by JP Finley. So that's unfortunate because, I mean, you're so right. Luke McCaffrey and Ben Sennett were the two guys I had at the top of my list, really, other than the rookies. Because for this team to take a step forward, every single year, two guy needs to take a step forward. And that's not just Jaden Daniels. If you want to talk a positive from a year two guy, Johnny Newton had a pretty good game, right? But now he's behind Kinlaw, he's behind Payne, so he needed to have that. But in terms of second-year guys that need to step up, Luke McCaffrey, Ben Sennett. Now, Sennett did play, and Sennett didn't do much, and it was kind of disappointing. I thought Lawrence Cager showed up more. Sennett targeted three times, two catches for 10 yards, didn't really get into open space. It's unfortunate. Maybe he'll get a better opportunity next week against the Bengals in preseason week two, but I think that was a good call because that's what I wanted to see from those two guys out there making plays, and you just didn't see that. So, you know, I told you, my bright spots were like Michael Gallup, Jeremy Reeves, hit sticking down by 30. I mean, just laying his body on the line. Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt and the Johnny Newton forced fumble. Wasn't much in terms of stock up. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Skip in Vienna. Skip, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Yeah, AWOD, I call you with some frequency and enjoy talking to you. You know, every time something bad happens, there's sort of a narrative excuse. And this time it's, well, we sat our top 30 players and it wasn't really even. But if you look at the second half, their second and third team players beat up our second and third team players. They scored with a minute left. That had to be their scrubs versus our scrubs. I mean, it just sort of beat down all the way around. It was very disappointing.
It was a beat down, but like I said, this was a team that was trying to prove something versus a team that was trying to learn something. I'd have to look into this. I think that was their third strings against our fourth strings still because we didn't play 30 guys. So even when you got to the fourth quarter, it was still our backups against, you know, just their backups.
Yeah. It was just, we must be awfully thin in talent.
But Skip, look, Skip, this is the good thing. There are so many areas to improve here, and we've got time to do it. We've got a full month until the start of the regular season. And, oh, yeah, Jaden Daniels is going to walk through that door week one.
Yeah, you can really watch people cut themselves in a game like this.
Yeah.
The drop passes by wide receivers. You're a professional wide receiver. You ought to be able to catch.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you.
Yeah. I understand the frustration. Believe me, I'm one of the things I pride myself on is I'm one of the most passionate Commanders fans ever. And I will say, the preseason is for everyone. Even the broadcast needed help there at times. Not Chick, but the technical aspect of it wasn't great. The preseason is for everyone, for the players, for the coaches, for me as a fan. I didn't have the right setup last night. I was like trying to find a bag of chips that I couldn't find. I didn't have the right beer selection. Preseason is for everyone. But I was so passionate and fired up about seeing my boys get back out there and wearing the burgundy and gold. It was a dud. And I understand why people are upset. But I'm viewing it as a positive. There's a lot of moments here where Dan Quinn can do what he wants to do most, which is teach. He's a great teacher and leader of men. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back. It's AWOD on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We are on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, and of course always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio. Jay tweets me, AWOD, I think the game last night was very meaningless. However, I am looking forward to the regular season. Big Head tweets me, AWOD, I'm not concerned with the loss. My concern is the way we lost. 15 penalties, poor tackling, and being physically dominated is not a good look. Live tackling in practice needs to be top priority moving forward, in my opinion. I'm not as concerned as other people are. Like, I think it was poor tackling because these guys won't make the roster, a lot of the guys that were playing. 30 guys didn't play for Washington. And I was asking Ben about this, like, I think we can assume that all 30 guys that didn't play either make the roster or end up on IR. Like, those are 30 guys that are going to be impactful players this year didn't play. 30 guys! You can go through the list of 30. Mikey Sainer still. You don't think it would have been different in terms of tackling if we had Sainer still? Will Harris? Frankie Louvu? Right? 30 guys were missing. Even backups. Javonte Jean-Baptiste. Jordan McGee. When the regular season gets here, they'll either be on the roster or on IR. They would have made a difference. Durham Armstrong. I mean, that's what we're talking here, is the Commanders didn't play 30 of their main guys, and why should they? I'm going to say this right now. Are some of my listeners not paying attention to the National Football League? The preseason doesn't matter. The joint practices are what matter. The joint practices are way more important than the preseason because you can script everything the way you want to. Dan Quinn can manufacture his team to work on red zone, red zone, red zone. What happened? They didn't even get to the red zone last night, basically. So how can they work on red zone? Over and over again in training camp and then joint practice, they can work on third down, third down, third down, third down, over and over again. They can work on short yardage situations. Third downs last night? We missed it. We punted. In training camp, in joint practice, third down, they don't get it. You're going to run that damn thing back. And again and again and again until you get it. The joint practice, way more important than the preseason. When you're a 12-win team in this day and age of the National Football League, you do not play your starters. You don't even strap up your quarterback's helmet until week one. That's my takeaway. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Vic in Akakik. What's going on, Vic?
What's up, AY?
How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm relaxed from last night. I'm going to tell you, I mean, pretty much the same reason you're saying. I'm going to give my first hard point, though. We made Drake May look very pedestrian. I mean, let's just talk straight football. Your ones on our twos and threes, you looked very pedestrian. Y'all had 28 passing yards. You were very inaccurate. We tightened your windows. You got a big run off the penalty. You got a big gain off the penalty. They did get a run, and I'll speak to that too, off the edge, because one of the defensive ends didn't set the edge. He got the 20-yard run on the boundary. But Drake May versus our twos and threes, he didn't look like they said, like he looked in the joint practices. That's the first thing. Like you said 2 minutes ago, we play guys that are not going to be in the NFL. Forget not being on our team. They're not going to be in the NFL. A lot of those guys look like guys that were overwhelmed, they were in over their heads. It was their first time being in a lot of them obviously being in a professional football game. They looked like they didn't have a lot of confidence. You saw their eyes not looking intentional. The difference was I looked at Vickers last night. Vickers looked like he was about to be on punishment when he got home from school because he knew he did something wrong. Madreno was making some bad reads, but every time Madreno was attacking, he was attacking with conviction. He was playing to the line with conviction. He was trying to run for tackles with conviction. And that's the difference between what you have what we're going to play on Sundays and last night. Both of the people I just described, that's not going to be on the field because the person that's playing with conviction is going to know where he's going and what he's doing. And the person that may have a bad play is not going to have, it's going to have a bad memory the very next play. So the two kickoff returns, the one touchdown and the big kickoff return, that happened because, once again, our starters were not on special teams. So the thing I know that Dan wants to clean up is the penalties, because this is that's a mindset thing. That's a concentration thing. That is a focus thing. So I know he wants to clean that up.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to leave with this.
Vic, let me ask you one question. Was this guy's over trying, or was this a lack of focus?
Are you talking about Vickers
just everyone, special teams, defense, Sam Hartman, even.
I would say it was Sam Hartman is just not that good. I'm not even going to say he wasn't focused or not. He just wasn't that good.
Yeah.
I feel some of the guys were overwhelmed because they're not going to be in the NFL. They may make some rosters, but most of them are not going to be in the NFL. But what I will say is I like that Joe Witt heard himself when he said, I'm not going to do what I want to be right. I'm going to do what's right. Our defensive backs, I'm going to say it again, they made Drake May look pedestrian. If I'm the Patriots offensive coordinator, I'm like, yeah, you need to sit down and don't get all excited about this. You didn't throw well last night. You didn't throw people over with your eyes. You didn't pre-snap read well. You didn't get out of the pocket. They got a sack fumble on you. Our defensive line played well. Newton played well at the point of attack. And that was our twos and threes versus their ones. Like, if I'm the Patriots, if we want to be a good football team, like, let's isolate our ones versus their twos and threes. That's our film for the whole day. And that's what's going to show us if we're a good football team or not. Our twos and threes play better against their twos and threes. But our twos and threes ain't playing in the game on Sunday.
So it would have looked a lot better. It would have looked a lot better if Henderson hadn't housed the original kickoff.
that's exactly right. And the only other thing that I know Joe's going to want to clean up, our defensive line, they were moving forward every play. But we got to move forward with eyes and hands. Your hands are your navigation when you're pass rushing, because they let you know where your landing points are. And if you can see what's in front of you, you can shed the block and redirect and make tackles. And that's why Drake May was able to score those touchdowns. That's why
Dobbs
was able
to
score that touchdown. Yeah. But other than that, man, Cincinnati will tell me more of what I want to see.
Do you want to see Jaden Daniels?
I may want to see Jaden. My brother said it last night. He sounds a lot like you. Vince from Vincenaki. I don't know if you hear Vincenaki, but that's my brother. I want to see Jaden for one series. Just one series. Maybe two. But just, if we get in the rhythm or some things, I want to, you know, pinch on a little more. But just one series. I want to see everybody else because as far as I'm concerned, the only person that is a short commodity than me is Jaden Daniels. Everybody else, the verdict is still out on you. And I mean, and if I didn't say your name, the verdict is still out on you to be great. You're good, but be great. I feel that Jaden is our most valuable commodity, and we need him to be healthy to be great. So I'm not. I'm only playing him maybe one or two series. But Cincinnati's preseason game will tell me more what I want to see.
All right, man. Good call. I appreciate you chiming in. You know, it just brought up a good point. I'm going to go through a list of guys that I think I don't want to see in preseason. Mikey Sanders still, Deebo Samuel. I want to see Marshawn Lattimore. He's got something to prove. I want to see Will Harris on this defense. Don't need to see Frankie Louvu. I don't want to see Jaden Daniels. I don't even need to see Brian Robinson. I don't need to see Quan Martin, Von Miller, Austin Eckler, Javon Kinlaw, Bobby Wagner, Tyler Biadasz. I want to see Brandon Coleman at guard. I actually want to see Laremy Tunsil. I think I should be saying no, but I want to see him. I want to see Noah Brown. I don't need to see Zach Ertz. I don't need to see Daron Payne, Dorrance Armstrong, Dietrich Wise. There's a lot of guys that I think I just don't need to see in preseason. In fact, I don't want to see Jaden Daniels. I don't want to risk any injury. We're playing Cincinnati next Monday, and the big news was, you know, they already committed to playing their starters, right? And in week one preseason, Joe Burrow had two touchdowns. He played two drives in the first preseason game because they're trying to avoid that 0-2 start. Let them risk injury. We don't need to. We are the proven commodity. We are the 12-win team that got better in the offseason. I don't need to see our guys. Joint practice I'm excited for, right? And getting back to work to Sunday, and then I'm going to be at training camp Monday and Tuesday. And believe me, I bet those are going to be intense practices because there's a lot this team needs to clean up and a lot they need to learn from. But I don't need to see the ones in preseason. I don't need to see them. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio, 1067 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. We wanted to go behind enemy lines. Hear what they're saying in Boston about the Patriots. Boston.com, seven takeaways. Number one, Travion Henderson looks like a game breaker. Yeah, I wanted him. I really did. Pride of Hopewell, Virginia. I knew we were probably going to draft a running backy. Ended up going too high for Washington to really, you know, have a shot with him. But, man, Pride of Hopewell, Virginia, one of the best in the state. Went to Ohio State, won a national championship, and he shared carries there. He split carries. So, that was a big reason why people told me they thought he was going to get off to a great start in the NFL. And, oh, yeah, runs it back to the house. Dynamic kickoffs. They've got a guy in Travion Henderson. We don't really have a great guy in terms of the dynamic kickoffs. I did not like what I saw. Drake May extending plays. You know, I thought our defensive line did a decent job. I was really upset we let him walk it in on the goal line play. That was the one play that really upset me. They got their gaps wrong there. It's just simple as that. Boston.com believes that the backup corner's impressed. Yeah, but it was our backup wide receivers. I'm not sure that the backup corner's really impressed against our backup wide receivers as much as it was Sam Hartman missed his guys. Because I thought our wide receivers at times were open. At times created some separation. Pass was behind them. It was late. It was high. To me, that was more on our quarterback than it was on their cornerbacks. The wide receiver play from New England was pretty solid. Chisholm did kill us. He really did. I mean, he showed up all over the place there. He ended up with six catches for 50 yards and a touchdown. That led to everybody on their team. Ja'Cory Brooks did have 59 yards for us. I didn't feel like it flashed early enough in the game for me to really want to talk about it. The kicker battle. Look, Matt Gay missing from 49. It's not what you want to see, but it's not something where I'm pushing the panic button at all. was that when I was at training camp, he went 4 of 5 from about 47 plus, and the one he missed was from 49. Maybe he's not great from 49. Maybe he's not great from above 50, but as long as he is, you know, like 85% to 90% on 45 and below, and maybe higher than that, I think we're going to be fine there. That Brady statue, that thing was huge. I mean, was I the only one that was blown away with how big that thing was? How did they hide that thing? How did Tom Brady not get to see that? That was unbelievable. And then the last takeaway was Boston.com felt like the Patriots' defensive line put Hartman under pressure a lot. I do agree there. I mean, he stepped up in the pocket a few times and then just didn't hit his... Man, I don't want to be too negative on Sam Hartman, but it's just like everything comes back to that. Everything comes back to that. That and the game, I mean, got off to a wrong start with the bad kickoff. But, like, really, it's hard to evaluate. And even Logan Paulson said this on the broadcast. It was hard to evaluate the offense with how much they were coming off the field because they just couldn't convert. It was frustrating. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Ray in District Heights. What's up, Ray?
Hey, what's going on, big boss, man?
How are you doing?
What you doing out there, man?
Oh, thank you so much.
Keep up the good work. Now, listen here. It's a bunch of takeaways from the game people don't realize. You have to look at the individuals. You can't look at it as a cohesive unit because that's not going to be the unit that's going to be out there.
Yeah.
Now, if I was the coach this morning, everybody would be running heels except for Tressway and our rookie running back. Everybody else will be running heels early this morning until sundown because the way they play like they had never played football before. And, you know, it's like I looked at other preseason games and other people played their backups. They didn't look like they looked. They looked like we looked. So I feel like I judge everything individual. I mean, Newton looked pretty good. Our rookie running back looked pretty good. I'm going to give Sam Hartman a pass. I'm going to give him a pass because he didn't get a lot of action. So it's almost like he hadn't played football in about a year. So I'm going to judge him the next time he steps on the field. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree with you there. It's hard to view it as the collective unit when they're not going to be playing together. I'm with you on the individuals. Like, I really liked what I saw from Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. That was great to see in a game other than what we've seen at training camp from him. I'm staying positive. And you're right. I mean, Dan Quinn probably will run the guys for the penalties rather than some of those mistakes. But this is great news because this gives you film on tape of what they need to improve on. There's nobody that can be confident that's a backup and proud of themselves from last night. They all have to feel like, damn, we got to get back to work.
I definitely appreciate it, Adam.
Yep, good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in. Let's go to Willie in Chesapeake Beach. What's up, Willie?
Hey, how you doing, A-Wad?
I'm good.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. I mean, you got to look at the individual play, not the group, because like the previous caller said, these guys never played together before. And that's where you, I mean, the score is great, but it doesn't really mean anything in preseason, especially if they're playing the number ones against your, you know.
Your backups. But it was good to see our guys on the field again, right? It was good to see the broadcast with Chick. It was good to see, you know, the burgundy and gold back out there. The score doesn't affect me.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me either. I mean, I got to look at the individual plays. Had a couple of receivers that looked pretty good,
yeah,
I thought. And
we stayed healthy. Let me ask you a question. Do you want to see Jaden Daniels in preseason, Willie?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. Just standing on the sidelines, that's it.
Yeah, and I think that's the difference between some of our fans and others. Like, some people really want to see him. I have no interest in seeing Jaden Daniels or Von Miller or Bobby Wagner. I will see them crush the New York Giants on September 7th.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't need to be out there.
Yeah.
No sense in it.
Right, because we're – and good call, Willie. I appreciate you chiming in. I understand some people think the Patriots, you know, just wipe the floor with us, right? I mean, we stunk. right? There were brown stains on our shorts. All that's true. But that was a team that was trying to prove something because they were god-awful. They were so bad they fired their coach. This is a new coach. This is a new energy. This is all the stuff that we had last year at the start of the season they've got going on in New England. So it's like different approaches to different things. They were going out there to make a statement. They wanted to play their starters. They wanted to prove that they belong in the National Football League. We were playing backups because we're trying to build a roster that can compete in January for a championship. And so we need 53 plus 12 because there's going to be injuries. We need one of these undrafted guys to step up and make plays this season because it's going to be a long, grueling season for a team that's trying to get back to the postseason. For the Patriots, I'd be surprised if they won 9 games. So this preseason win was everything for them. It was huge. For us, it's just film on tape. It's just film on tape. That's all it is. That's all it is. I'm not overreacting at all. In fact, I really am staying positive, and I think that was – I really think – and tell me if you think I'm wrong here. 1-800-636-1067. Ben, tell me if you think I'm wrong. This was a team that was just pressing so hard at practice, pressing so hard at training camp, pressing so hard at joint practice. They deflated under the lights, but that's okay because these were not the starters. To me, I saw a team that was going so hard every single day against each other, and then they screwed up in a real game against the Patriots with people in the stands and all that. But that's fine.
I agree with you, but the bottom line with a lot of those players is you're just not going to see them make this roster.
Yeah.
That's the thing for me. You see,
I mean,
the way
Chris Moore just got himself cut, unfortunately, it felt like with those drops, right?
You see the way they play in the game, and guys who don't tackle well, they're not very instinctive on the football field. There's a reason they're playing in this type of game where 30 players are sitting out, because they really have to evaluate which of these guys can even crack the roster, and they have a couple guys who are maybe auditioning for some potential larger roles, like Tyler Owens, who I think didn't really impress me too much, but Reeves impressed me a lot more. Maybe he gets the nod opposite Will Harris at safety. So that's what these kind of games are for. I think second game, you might see some of the starters get a series or two to tune up a little bit. But that's why I'm not worried about yesterday.
Yeah, you got to give your flowers. You got to give your credit. Travion Henderson made a highlight. Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt made a highlight with one run and one catch. The whole point of preseason is not to make highlights, in my mind. It's to avoid making a low light. And there were a few guys that made low lights, and because of that, they might not be on the roster when we get to September. But that was more important than making highlight plays. Patriots had 100 highlight plays. That's going to do you no good in the regular season. It was all about avoiding the low light. And I will admit, there were a few players that had low lights last night for the Commanders. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.